This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You are tuned into the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, as always, you can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you have Ian.
And Mark.
Mark back in the studio after taking a couple days off this week to go down to...
Off?
D.C., well, I guess off from the show, you were still working.
A business trip.
Yeah, it was a business trip. You're going to some sort of conference with some highfalutin libertarian types or something like that?
The Cato Institute. It was a monetary conference, yes.
So hopefully some people with some money, I guess, was the idea there. But, you know, besides you looking for possible new advertisers for Free Talk Live and making connections with, you know, those kind of folks, you
I got to ride on a choo-choo.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
First time?
First time really going anywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. I've ridden on trains where they kind of go someplace and they come back, that kind of train ride. Not
this
really.
Was obviously Amtrak, because are there any other consumer rails that you could possibly take?
I think Amtrak's it, but and then there's, you know, sort of regional stuff, but most of it's government-owned.
Yeah, so I remember years ago we talked about an Amtrak story where they took like 2 years to decide on the color of the window treatments in the cab cars. Did you notice anything that was kind of governmental, bureaucratic about your journey, besides the TSA or whichever security you encountered?
The power on the engine kept going out like a third-world country.
Really?
So in the car, you know, you just get connected to the internet, get going and everything, and then the power goes out again.
The whole power to the car?
Yeah, there'd be these emergency lights that would come on.
Wow.
It happened multiple times.
And I wonder how typical that is.
I don't know, and I don't know why. I don't know anything about it. I can't say. You know, you would...
So wait,
they offer free Wi-Fi, but it is nigh impossible to use at times.
So just to be clear, when you say the power went out, you don't mean the train stopped moving.
No, the lights go off in the car.
I see. So there was an electrical system issue. Obviously, there's an engine driving this train. Presumably, it's still being fueled with something during the power outage.
There's a diesel on part of the trip, and part of the trip's electric.
Really?
So
Amtrak, first time, you said on your Facebook post it was better than airplane.
I really enjoyed it. It was nice and comfy, and you had a table sort of in front of you as opposed to that fold-out thing. And
mm-hmm.
You know, in an airplane, you are shoved in like sardines.
On
a train, you're just much more comfortable.
Now, I guess you can get up and go to the bathroom anytime on a train?
Yeah, you can. And the bathroom's spacious.
Now, we've seen stories over the years about the TSA's Viper team setting up at train stations. What was the security apparatus like?
Not much of one, no. Nope, no security apparatus.
So when you went to the train station...
Well, the one in Brattleboro was hardly a station at all.
Okay.
They had volunteers working there.
Really?
They didn't pay these people.
Just big train fanatics?
Train buffs. Right. So I get on this thing, and I roll on down. You'd think that they'd come up with a better system than sending somebody around in a funny hat to ask you if you've got your ticket. Ticket, please.
They still do
Ticket, please. You know that.
They still do it that
you'd
way.
You think
like
there'd be a
movie?
Better system than this, than bothering people on a pretty regular basis as to whether or not they have their ticket.
That's what they're doing. They literally are still doing that today. I'm still asking you to verify
that's what's happening.
So how many times was your ticket checked on
There'd be different legs of the trip where they'd switch out crew and stuff, and then they each want to come by and then verify that it's you again or something.
Okay. So besides the continual ticket checking, there wasn't any sort of checking of the baggage. You didn't have to go through a screening where you put your hands up in the air.
No, I carried my knives with me the whole time, you know, my pocket knives
nice.
And that sort of thing. Yeah.
Was
not that I'm not Drax from Guardian of the Galaxy. I just have pocket knives.
Now, okay, so this is federal property, though, right? I mean, this is Amtrak.
Okay.
So does that mean you can't, like, carry a gun? Do you know?
I did ask the somebody said something about one of these, I don't know what to call them, the guy at the station that was a volunteer said that, no, you're not, I asked him about his weapons, the weapons policy, because he did say something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so you're not allowed to take weapons? And he says, unofficially under the rules, you're not allowed to take weapons, but nobody's going to check your bag. So essentially, you know, I could have had a Thompson submachine gun in my bag, and it would have been fine.
But somebody could check your bag, right? Like, I've heard stories about dogs being taken.
There was a dog that came on the train at one point.
Well, that's definitely worth mentioning then. Okay, so what did they do with this dog? It took it around, sniffed around and things like that?
He just walked down the aisles.
Do you think it was a bomb-sniffing dog or a drug-sniffing dog?
How would I know?
You should have asked.
I did not want to ask this stormtrooper that had this dog.
So he didn't look too friendly then?
No, he had the whole glasses and all the gear and all stuff, yeah.
But he was by himself? Just him and the dog?
No, him and a dog, yeah.
Okay. So then definitely a lot of a weaker kind of security apparatus on at least this journey of Amtrak that you experienced.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So
you also met somebody.
Yeah, I found this the most interesting part of the trip. On the way in, I was doing my work and that sort of thing, just using the internet and stuff. Some guy ends up sitting down somewhere near New York and Newark. Mm. And, you know, I comment on the game he's playing on his computer. It's one of those sort of civilization games, you know, and I said, you're going to take over the world from Liechtenstein? And I don't know why this interested him, but he decided he wanted to have a conversation. So are you politically motivated or something like that? He asked me. And I said, well, I do a talk show, so I guess it comes with the territory to some extent. And he begins to pick my brain about, the type of show I do and, you know, some of the things we talk about. It doesn't take too long to figure out that this, you know, this younger guy with the kind of very stylish glasses and that sort of thing is a liberal, right? Like, okay. You know, it's pretty clear. And at some point he claims to have worked for some sort of democratic organizations. And we're talking about sort of the morality of issues. Turns out he's a nihilist, doesn't really have a moral compass. And that's,
we believe in nothing.
We believe in nothing. anyway, so he was very interesting to talk to, very smart guy.
Okay.
But one thing that I found very interesting is I began to ask him questions after he asked me. And this is the day after the Republicans win. This is Wednesday. I asked him, well, how do you feel? And he's like, oh, I don't care at all. He doesn't care at all. This is a scene. It turns out, by the way, after a little more conversation, this is a senior staffer for a U.S. senator.
Well, why should he care? He's going to get paid regardless, right?
Well, he wants to win, and he's not doing this job because he wants a job. He could have a job doing anything. As a matter of fact, his job, he could get paid more not working in the government. He's motivated by liberal politics.
Okay.
That's his thing. But he doesn't care about winning or losing in the short term because he says that we, meaning the Democrats, have the demographics and we have the issues. He believes that, and I think he's right.
Don't they think that? Obviously, that's what motivates.
Really, you think that many politicians think in the long term? Because I kind of get the impression they go from election to election. I don't think they think that. And I don't think that there's the average Republican or Democrat thinks that I don't think they think in the long term, frankly. I think they think there's a right answer and a wrong answer on each issue, and they believe that those are the right and wrong answers, and then they just sort of fight for them, whether it's a winning issue or a losing issue. But this guy gave me a different perspective, and I think that this is really important, is there's not only a right side and a wrong side to an issue, there's a winning side and a losing side to issues.
Okay.
And because he was painting Republicans as having the losing side, and because I work within the Republican apparatus here in New Hampshire, I'm not delighted by everything that is a Republican, but that's the side I've picked because I think I'd make a pretty unconvincing Democrat. I kind of wonder, what are the issues that are winners and losers? Not what the right and wrong of it is, because we can argue, we do that every night of the week. We argue about the right and the wrong of an issue. But what are the winners and losers? And I came up with a few, and I'd really love people to call in with what issues are, you know, winners and losers. Because I think that this is an interesting question.
I'm interested to hear what you think are these winning or losing issues, because I think it's just all going to depend on your perspective.
I don't think that – okay, right. Look, winning is looking at the issue from divorcing yourself from what you think is right and wrong and looking at who's winning and who's losing. Gay marriage. The Republicans are on that say the gay marriage shouldn't be legal between two men or two women. Democrats are on the other side. Who's the winner? Who's the loser? Historically, 20 years from now.
Well, I mean, it certainly seems like gay marriage is taking foothold.
I think you're parsing words because you've lost this argument, and you know as well as I do, as does 90% of the Republicans out there that are listening to me, that it's a losing issue, and the other 10% are just insane.
Well, do you think that 90% of Republicans really believe that opposing gay marriage is a losing issue? If 90% of Republicans believed that were true, then why wouldn't they change their party structure?
Because both Democrats and Republicans aren't in it for what's winners and losers. They're in it for what's right and wrong. But I want to know what's
true.
Winning and losing.
855-453 if you want to answer the question. We'll come back with more here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. We're on the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you've asked the question, what are some winning and losing issues, just for Republicans or also for Democrats?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in this. I spoke to a senior staffer from – I ended up on the train ride with him for like 5 hours, real Kenny Rogers kind of thing. And we were talking, and – like, this was the day after the Republicans win. I asked him how he felt about it. Like, there was no betrayal on his face at all when he said, "I don't care." He could care less that the Democrats lost big, I guess, a few days ago, because he says that they've got the demographics and they've got the winning issues. And I'm just kind of interested, because I know that the Republicans, being a Republican myself, I know that Republicans have quite a few losing issues. And I see, when I go to, say, the delegate convention where we vote on the state platform, I see some people saying some very dumb things, things that they've just got to fight over. Here in New Hampshire, where gay marriage has been the law of the land for the last 6 years, and somehow fire and brimstone hasn't rained down from
heaven.
Republicans
voted for that, by the way, in New Hampshire.
They did, but not the ones, but, you know, they won't remove it from the state platform that marriage is between one man and one woman.
Gotcha.
So you can't, although you can get some Republicans to vote for it, you can't get enough of the Republicans to get a majority in the delegate convention.
Is your question, what are some losing issues that are being clung onto by the Republicans or Democrats?
Yeah, I guess that's what I want to know. Because, I mean, your party, whatever your party is, it stinks. It's awful. It's an old, archaic party that's being held together with bubble gum and scotch tape. It barely manages to serve anybody. The only reason anybody votes for you is because the fact is the laws have been passed in this country that make it very difficult for a third party to come along.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing you have a choice to do is try to get these giant, monolithic dinosaurs to evolve in some way or another. And I think the best way to do that, if you want your party to, you know, serve people better, is to just drop the crappy issues. What are the crappy issues?
Toll-free number.
Not the issues that you agree or disagree with, but the issues that are inexpedient, the ones that just won't go anywhere.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You brought up gay marriage as an issue that
I've got
you believe
one.
That the Republicans are that is a losing issue for them. That the idea being that if they change their position and were more accepting toward gay marriage,
right,
then they would gain votes. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
So again, the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, speaking of free, you can get a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox and Free Talk Live by going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
You're right. If you go there, you can get a free pound of coffee. It's the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is a full pound shipped to you. You pay the shipping. We'll get you the pound. All you have to do is sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. The difference, real difference here with BuzzBox Coffee is that they give us back some of the proceeds so that we can donate them through Kiva.org to give microloans to people around the world. We're able to give people who are trying to make their lives better that hand up, not a handout, that they need. And when they pay that loan back, and they pay that loan back, so far we haven't had a single default. When they pay that loan back, we are able to loan it out to another person. So this is you giving so much more just by drinking coffee you normally drink. Upgrade your coffee experience by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and help people in the process.
So, I mean, just thinking about what you're saying here tonight, Mark, the idea of these winning and losing issues, I think that I get where you're coming from, and I'm tempted to agree with it. You know, like, gay marriage seems like this is inevitable. More states are coming on board with gay marriage, and, you know, it seems like anybody pushing against that is pushing against the tide of the inevitable.
Right.
Marijuana decriminalization or legalization, good example, right? D.C. just voted, a popular vote, in favor of not just decrim. Decrim already passed in D.C., earlier this year, in favor of legalizing marijuana or cannabis in Washington, D.C., in the city limits. Thing is, all ballot initiatives and all city council measures have to go through the legislature.
Yes,
and
that's true.
So now there's some Republican pushback saying, "We will stop this."
Yeah, okay.
Which I think is interesting, considering apparently they didn't think it was important enough to stop decrim. Decrim passed the city council in D.C., and it sailed through the legislature. Nobody stood in the way of it there. The Republicans, the Democrats, Barack Obama, any one of them could have objected to this, and they could have stopped this from happening or at least made it more difficult. But they didn't. But now all of a sudden legalization passes, and now the Republicans care about it. Now it's a big issue that they want to make a stand about. So that could be another example, right? Like marijuana is being legalized now instead of two states. It's now four states the most recent election. Of course, medical marijuana
is a very populist issue. And this is basically the question I'm asking you. Is populism is extraordinarily powerful when everybody's got a vote, right? So the candidates that support the most populist positions, enough of the most populist, likely to win. And there are some... there's some issues out there that are sort of anti-history. They're just not going to go anywhere. You don't hear anybody now. Consider 150, 175 years ago, politicians won on the platform of maintaining slavery, enslaving black people. Currently, nobody's running on that platform because it is a loser. Now, we can sit here.
Good point.
175 years later, and we can say that platform issue stinks. Now, the question is, the people that are most successful in life are the ones that are able to predict the future most often. You don't even have to be right half the time, but you can do it most often. I want to know from you, because everybody here thinks they're the smartest guy in the room. Everybody listening to me thinks they're the smartest person in the room. What is that issue that's a real stinker? Because I've got a few that I've written down.
All right, I'm going to go to David in Bowling Green, listening to WKCT. Hello, David.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I listened to you quite a bit on the way home from work. And you're talking about this election and everything, which we have the balance of power is going to change. First thing I want to say is this, that Kentucky won because I think that we were lacking good candidates between Grimes and McConnell.
I don't know these people's names. You're going to have to help me with just Democrats and Republicans. The Democrat lost because it was a bad candidate?
Well, McConnell is a known name.
And sure is. I've got a pig named Grimes, Mitch McConnell.
Okay, then Grimes on the Democratic side, she wouldn't tell everybody what she was standing for or what she was standing against.
Oh, yeah, I remember this, yeah.
Which hurt. Then again, she went to tell everybody who she voted for or against, so that wound up hurting her. And so I think when a lot of people in Kentucky, those who went to the ballot box, decided, okay, which is the lesser of the two evils.
Mm-hmm. I think that's generally true. But what do you think about Mark's question about, what is an issue that is a big loser for the Republicans or Democrats?
More than issues, I think, right now, is the issue between those that's been there for a while and the new blood. Mm. Is how do you deal with the issues? I think that's what's going to hurt us more than anything.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I don't really know what that means, but the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I did understand that he's frustrated by the choices.
There's always good. But that's it.
Stuff.
You've got two crappy old parties, and the choices aren't going to get better. They've never been good.
So, I mean, the fact is they're probably not going to really change their position on these issues until they're absolutely forced to. And I think that the thing is they don't know their loser issues, Mark.
I don't agree at all.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls. It can be about anything, but the general discussion tonight has been about what Mark has identified as some loser issues for the Republicans. You've specifically picked ones for the Republicans, right?
I am a Republican. I work within the Republican apparatus to some extent here in New Hampshire. Not that Republicans are my favorite on every issue every time. In fact, I don't like either party very much. But I was able to see when this Democratic senior staffer, whom I was sitting by for about 5 hours on a train ride to Washington, D.C., and we got into a great conversation, really liked the guy, and he said one day after the Democrats lost big during the midterm election that he doesn't care. I could look at his face and tell this man was telling the truth. He's like, I don't care. We're going to win over time because we've got the demographics, meaning they've got the young people, they've got the non-white people. That's what that means, and we've got the issues that the Republicans hold on to too many losing issues, and I've written down half a dozen of them
here.
We've
gone through gay marriage and marijuana legalization so far.
Those are two easy ones.
We'll get to more of your list here, but get to your calls first at 855-450-FREE. You know, ISIS crisis, or is it just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. They have the facts, the readership. What Antiwar.com does not have is a pot of gold. The War Machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve Printing Press and the mainstream media behind them, but all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they need your help, your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate, or give them a call today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. That's antiwar.com/donate. Because war is the health of the state. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. What are some of the losing issues you can say on both sides? Now, again, this doesn't mean you agree or disagree with the position that the party takes on the issue. This is just, can you identify what those losing issues are? What is it that the party is holding on to, some position they have that
either party
refusing to change their position on, and it's going to bring them down? Let's go to Robert in Wilmington. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WILM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time listening to you at
Welcome, sir.
Really enjoying it. Well, I think a losing issue for the Democrats is going to be the race baiting. Just like in Ferguson, they try to use the flyers to say, you know, vote Democrat, because if you vote, basically you vote for Republicans, your child's going to get shot. They keep playing that race card. Secondly, I do not think gay marriage is a losing issue for Republicans.
Really?
We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and drawing a parallel between slavery and gay marriage, there is none.
It's the government telling you what you can do with your life.
Right. Well, it's the government telling you what you can do with your life, but I really think as a conservative myself, we can make a difference between marriage and we can make a difference between civil union. If someone want to have a civil union, fine. That's what Republicans are saying.
No. That is not what Republicans are saying. Believe me, I'm telling you, I work within the Republican Party. They are not saying, you know what we need? We need a semantic issue, a semantic separation between what guys, people getting a contract to live together. That some Republicans are certainly saying that. I don't think that that's what most Republicans are saying, or the ones that are against gay marriage, at least.
Okay, we have to agree to disagree, but I just don't think it's a losing issue.
So Robert's backing me up on this one. I pointed that out earlier, that I don't think the Republicans in this case believe these are losing issues, at least the ones we've been through thus far, and I want to back that up further. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so Robert, the Constitution says that states have to recognize contracts that are started in other states, right?
Correct.
Okay, so in the state of New Hampshire, two men or two women can get married. Should the state of North Carolina have to recognize that?
No, it should not.
Isn't that a contract?
Yes, it is a contract.
It's different contract?
But this is where the laws have to be the law of the land with the federal government. The federal government, I believe we need to get people in there that's going to say, no, a marriage is defined between a man and a woman. And
so what you're saying is you think the federal government should impose that view down on all 50 states, despite what those 50 states have done?
I most certainly do.
So you think that's a winning issue?
So you believe in centralization of power. Would that be a correct statement?
Well, I don't believe – you know what? I just firmly believe in – the definition of marriage should not be changed. But you don't believe in
federalism.
I understand what you believe. That's clear. And I don't want to know what – because, look, I've got all my beliefs on this too. But I want to know, do you think that's a winning issue? You really believe that the people of the United States – he has. I just can't believe him.
I haven't hung out with enough Republicans.
A majority of America is still Judeo-Christian. And, yes, if a majority of Americans are still Judeo-Christian, I do believe firmly that they do not support redefining the definition.
You know, the Episcopal Church is marrying gays, right? The Quakers are marrying gays. There's lots of Christians that are marrying gays.
But it's a small percentage. It's not the majority. You know, that's just like saying...
But the Christians aren't a majority either.
You know what?
The people that go to church...
It's what, 5 to 10% of the population is considered gay or whatever the case may be.
I'd say five.
You know, we are sitting here acting like it's 90%. It isn't. So I'm not acting like that at all.
I just respect human rights, and you know, if two people want to be together, that's
one more
not
thing.
I
think this one's really important. You know why the marriage license was instituted nationwide, right?
But No, inform me. Go.
Okay. It was to keep black people and white people from intermarrying. Because the marriage, George Washington and Martha Washington weren't married by the government. They had it written in their Bible. And that's how marriages were prior to the end of the Civil War. But the problem was, is that, you know, black people and white people might want to get married. So they passed laws, the marriage license, to prevent that from happening. And it was reasonably successful for some decades, and then, of course, that got overturned as time, and then it was sort of a social prescription against that kind of marriage. And then at time, that's gone away too, or at least somewhat. So do you want to use this same item, the same license of exclusion that was created to exclude people from marriage on another group of people?
No, I want to use the Bible.
Yes, you do.
that defines what the definition between a man.
I don't want your Bible.
But shouldn't the Bible?
I don't want your Bible to tell me how to live.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't the state be separated from religion?
It's not about wanting the Bible to tell us how to live, but you know what? That's what we base our laws on.
No, you don't, because the men can't have multiple wives in this country. The Bible's very clear how many wives Abraham had. This is not a biblical definition of marriage.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just kind of disturbing to me. I thought Republicans talk about being small government. Is that just not the case?
Yes, Republicans do talk about small
government. But you've advocated tonight for the centralization of power. I mean, you're saying the federal government should foist a particular viewpoint, that is that, you know, gay people shouldn't get married, upon all 50 states, regardless of what those individual state legislatures and voters have passed in those states. So you're arguing for the centralization of power. Isn't that essentially arguing for a big central government?
Well, then you know what? I will argue that each state does not allow it. Then does that make it better? I will argue that.
I guess it's better
in each state.
It's better.
Yeah, but you wouldn't oppose it though if somebody was proposing what I was talking about, where the feds were going to force it on people. I mean, I'm sure you and your Republican brethren would not oppose that. I thank you for the call tonight, Robert. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's because principles don't matter to these people. I mean, they have a viewpoint and they want to shove it down on top of all of the population, regardless of the damage it's going to cause them. And I agree with you, Mark. I think this is a losing issue, but I want to reiterate my point I made briefly earlier, and that is that they don't think it's a losing issue, because you said 90% of them think it's a losing issue, and I think you're completely wrong about that.
I think he's in the 10%.
If 90% of Republicans thought it was a losing issue, they'd strike it from their platform, and they haven't done that. They're going to cling to this until the bitter end, until some sort of, you know, rush of reality makes it clear to them that this is, in point of fact, a losing issue. Until then, they're going to cling to all of the, you know, evidence to the contrary. You know, that the fact that they talk about preventing gay people from getting married gets people showing up at their events. It gets donations flowing into the party. And really, it's about keeping the party going, probably more so than what'll win at this point. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here toll free. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the winning issues or losing issues. What are the winners and the losers, specifically the losers? But the question is, what are they for both parties? Although, Mark, your list that you've come up with is for the Republicans. You are involved with the Republican Party.
And you ran for governor as a Democrat.
I did, but I'm not involved with the Democratic Party in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'm just only barely involved. I'm a delegate to the state convention.
So, you know, I couldn't tell you. I really, you asked me what would I say about what are these losing issues, and I don't really know. I don't really know what the Democratic position or the Republican position is on most of these issues. War on drugs, I think the Democrats are in favor of the war on drugs, so I consider that to be a losing issue, and both the Republicans and Democrats are on the same side of that particular
issue. I don't think they are, especially the war on drugs, on marijuana specifically. Remember, societies tend to change slowly, not quickly. Mm. All the prohibitions on drugs didn't come in one day. They came over time. Most of them came over time because of issues with particular ethnicities. Opiates was because of the Chinese. Marijuana was because of the Central Americans. Alcohol prohibition had more to do with it was a male-female argument. And cocaine, really, there's articles out there that say we can't have cocaine because these uppity black men will forget their place.
Well, the Democrats haven't done a damn thing to end the war on drugs, so I'm pretty sure that means they are in favor of the war on drugs. So, like I said, I don't really know exactly what the political positions are. I've never checked either party's platform to, you know, get their view of things. To me, it's really irrelevant. But I think it's interesting, you know, the conversation that we're having here, because you're asking our listeners, who probably are a little bit more well-versed as, you know, active members, some of them may be active within those political parties, you know, what are the losing issues? Can you identify them? Can you, you know, from a somewhat disconnected perspective, try to disconnect yourself from the party's platform and what they, you know, how they see these issues, and say to yourself, should the position on this issue be different? Should it be different to in order to win an election?
Right. And well, I don't think the question's very good at this point, because we've gone so far. We've had two calls on it. The first guy didn't really even answer the question. He just talked about the last election.
Mm-hmm.
The second guy, Robert, who I think we kind of got off topic with him talking about the morality of his stand or whatever, the feasibility of a stand. But you know, he believed that gay marriage was a winning issue for Republicans.
And you believe he's in a 10% minority of Republicans, and I don't see any evidence for it.
Okay.
I imagine we'll talk to some more people here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You and I may be able to say...
I don't want to know. A caller, whoever you are, I don't want to know what you think you can turn into a winning issue. I want to know what is a winning issue today. So you want to hear one of mine, Ian?
Oh, a winning issue?
Yeah, today.
Okay.
Like a winning issue for your party. Which side of history do you want to be on? So we've talked about marijuana. I think the Republicans are on the wrong side of that. The Democrats are on the right side of it, marginally, not totally. Gay marriage, I think the Democrats are largely on the right side of that one. Republicans, the winning side of that one. Republicans are on the losing side of that one. The abortion issue. This is one that is never going to get solved legislatively for the Republicans. Now, it is a huge moneymaker, but they're not going to win on it. Like, let it go.
Wait, who's not going to win on that?
The Republicans, the whole pro-life thing. It is not a winning stance.
I don't know, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think the Republicans are going to agree with you at all on this. Let's go to Jan in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Jan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. My first comment is, it sounds as though that you want the GOP to just simply give up their core values.
Well, I don't. The GOP doesn't have core values. It is a huge, big tent party with a bunch of different people.
Sure, the core value is bigotry, Mark.
No, I don't think that's what it is. And I'd like to hear what she has to say.
Well, there's so many things. But the first one is, you wanted to know what would be a winning issue for the GOP, and that would be something everyone can agree on if we just present it right, and that's shrinking the welfare state.
Yeah, I think that yes, I would agree with that. And when I spoke to the senior staffer for the senator, he said that the libertarian vein of the GOP is the only thing that he's scared of. He's not scared of the social conservatives. He's scared of the libertarians. And the libertarians would want to shrink the welfare state. So what's the losing issue that you think the GOP needs to get rid of?
Let's see. I don't know. I was so concentrating on what we should be for. Because I do still think that they do have core issues, and abortion is a core issue.
Think it's a core issue.
How about gay marriage? Mark said 90% of Republicans think gay marriage is a losing issue,
whether they like it or not.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't think it's been presented properly, because as we both know, they'll never just stop with two guys and two gals. They won't stop. They've already started down the road.
Before you know it, it's horses and dogs.
Well, listen, don't make fun of something that you disagree with. They've already started down the road of polygamy. It's already there. For God's sake,
what's wrong with that?
We have reality shows.
It worked for Abraham.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with polygamy?
We already have reality shows.
So uh-huh.
What if I want to have two wives or a wife and a husband, and why shouldn't I be able to?
Because what the core values of most Judeo-Christian people are, and I grant it that it's not a complete majority anymore in the U.S., but the core value is what's best for the country, what's best for society, and what's best for society isn't three moms and three dads.
But wait a minute, Jan, I'm not interested in forcing my core values down your throat, but it sounds like you are interested in forcing yours down mine. That's not very neighborly, is it?
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not voting for what is best for you. I'm voting for the big tent, which is what is best for society. And chaos is not what's best for society. And I do want to mention one other quick thing.
Well, chaos.
Well, before you go on, Jane, I've got a question. So now, my great-grandmother, Pauline, she got a switch, a cherry switch, and she beat my great uncles, her sons, for when she found a deck of cards and some dice on them. Now, this would have had to have been somewhere around 1915. But the story, she apparently beat them well enough that the story got passed down to me.
Jesus told her to do it.
Now, this is a conservative issue, right? Like, this woman, nothing but a conservative from the old country. And at one point, this would have been the conservative state. That you
gambling's
can't,
bad.
The gambling is bad. But I suspect most of the people listening to me have at the very least played cards for pennies. And whereas my grandma Pauline would have beaten you with a stick over this. Well,
clearly they didn't get beaten enough.
She didn't have the historical vision to realize that you can play pennies for dice or whatever and it would be okay. What do you think? I mean, you really think that the gay marriage thing can stand the test of time here?
If it's presented in the right way. And I do want to mention one quick thing that either one of you had talked about, and that is we want to be able to be with what's popular. Well, that's what you just said. But anyway, earlier in the conversation, the hypocrisy of the gay population. They want it both ways. They don't want the government
that's the bi population.
They don't want the government in their... They don't want the government in their lives, but yet you talk about me shoving down my values down your throat. What about the florists and the cake makers out there who want to live their core religious values?
I agree with you there, Jan.
Absolutely. This is the reason I'm no longer pro-gay marriage. I was pro-gay marriage, government gay marriage, until I found out what cake makers, what gays, you know, gay people were going
to
use.
Yeah, that doesn't have to do with gay marriage,
Mark. It does absolutely have to do with
forcing
it. I am now anti-government marriage. That's the only story.
Okay, that's
the only position
that's
I'm going
fine.
To take. The position
but
is that the government should give the same, the same license that it gave to George and Martha Washington, which is to say none.
So, Jan, can you clarify something for me? Mark says he thinks that 90% of Republicans believe that gay marriage is a losing issue. That they believe it's a losing issue, but the Republicans continue to push it as though it's a winning issue. Do you think it's a winning issue for the Republicans? And do you think that 90% agree with you?
And you're not allowed to say if it's presented properly. I want to know today, because we know how it's going to be presented. We've seen how it's going to be presented. It's presented the way it's presented. Is it a winning issue?
It is a winning issue.
No, it's not.
Do you think 90%?
This is why the Republicans are going to be losers.
Right, okay.
This is why the Senate staffer, hold on, Ian. This is why the Senate staffer said he has no fear of the Republican Party. This is why a Democratic Senate staffer says he has no fear because they've got the they've got the demographics and they've got the issues. Because the Republicans, and I'm sorry I am one, are clueless.
Backing me up again, Mark. As I pointed out, your statistic is completely wrong. Jan, would you say that Mark's statistic is incorrect? What percentage of Republicans believe that gay marriage is a losing issue?
A very small amount. But also, you guys are
10%?
Being complete.
20%?
You guys are being complete cynics. You don't know for 100% certain who's going to come down the road as a different presenter of these core values for the Republican Party. You don't know
Jan,
that.
Jan, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
I know what the losers are. I'm
so far
sorry.
Tonight, 100% of the people that have responded to your question have thought that gay marriage is a winning issue for the Republicans, Mark. As I told you, they don't believe what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you familiar with our movies on the U.S. Constitution featuring experts like Ron Paul, Edwin Vieira, G. Edward Griffin and Pat Buchanan? Movies such as Fiat Empire, Original Intent, Cultural Marxism, Corporate Fascism, and Moulin Labbé. Want to become an associate producer on our 7th feature documentary, Midnight Ride? Simply go to midnightride.us and donate what you can. midnightride.us.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals, plus 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.